Saving Phoebe Morrow. Written by Herta Feely and read by Penelope Rawlins.
Phoebe slipped into a long-sleeved shirt, but there was simply no way that she could go shopping with her mother. Her arms were a mess. She kept staring at them, as if some magical words might make the wounds disappear. To put her mind elsewhere, she opened her computer and logged on to Facebook. A new friend request. Someone named Shane Barnett. She reread the name, but it meant nothing to her. Since the beginning of school, Phoebe had been friended by dozens of new kids, and her texting and tweeting had exploded. She thought Shane might be a friend of Max's, but on closer inspection, that didn't seem to be the case. Shane's profile said he went to Walter Johnson High School, which she knew was over in Bethesda near Westfield Mall. His message indicated he was new and that he wanted to get to know some of the kids in the area. He'd already friended Jesse and Emma and a few other girls, though not Skyla. As she took in his Facebook photo, she couldn't get over how adorable he was. He had a familiar look. She accepted his friend request and sent him a quick note. "Welcome," she wrote, noticing he was instant messaging. "Where are you from?" A shout from her mother interrupted her.
"You all set, Phoebe?"
"I don't think I feel well," Phoebe shouted down from her room.
"Oh," Isabel said to herself. As she made her way upstairs, a feeling of disappointment invaded her. She'd been so looking forward to their shopping trip. At least a month had passed since their last intimate mother-daughter outing. Had Phoebe come down with something? She'd seemed all right a little while ago at breakfast, and even the night before. The carpeted stairs muted Isabel's footsteps, perhaps the reason that Phoebe looked so startled when Isabel walked through the open doorway into her room. She noticed Phoebe hurriedly pushing down her left sleeve, or maybe she was just imagining it. The thought that Phoebe had cut herself again lodged itself in her mind. Although she hoped, as Ron often suggested, that she was just concocting things.